I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As the crisis in Egypt has escalated, a lot of people are desperate to try and catch a flight out of Egypt. Cairo International Airport is clogged with travelers. The United States and several other nations have organized charter flights to help their own citizens leave, and some of those chartered flights leaving Cairo are headed to, of all places, Baghdad. The Iraqi government is offering a free flight home to any of the 60,000 Iraqi nationals who live in Egypt. Correspondent Jane Aruff has been at the airport in Baghdad talking with Iraqis who are returning home from Egypt. It's ironic, Jane, that these Iraqis would see Baghdad as a safe haven compared to Cairo and Egypt. Is it a safe haven right now?
Well, it is one of those funny twists of fate that so often happens here, because it is, in comparison, absolutely a safe haven. Now, these are people who left like 4 or 5 years ago, some of them 3 years ago, in the height of the civil war. And they left because it was violent, because they couldn't stay anymore. Now, they're in Cairo and Alexandria. They're going on with their lives. And all of a sudden, this happens. They were all telling similar stories. They couldn't find bread. They couldn't find gasoline. They couldn't get cash out of the machine. And these are people who are used to staying safe. So what they did was they went to the airport. And the Iraqi government, in an uncharacteristically coordinated move, actually laid on planes to bring them back free of charge. Mm-hmm. 2,000 have come back so far, and more are expected.
Now, people who fled Iraq during the war were generally well-to-do professionals. Who are these Iraqis who have been returning from Egypt?
The ones who went to Egypt who had the money to get there tended to be middle class, relatively affluent and well-educated, the engineers, the doctors, the accountants, exactly the kind of people that Iraq needs here. And they were all saying that if things settled down in Egypt, they're on the next plane back as soon as things are safe again. Now, they didn't look like refugees. They arrived with kids on little scooters. There was one woman who had a poodle, a young puppy, and a little carrier case. They were all very fashionably dressed. It was sort of the elite of the refugee community, if you will. And again, the kind of people that Iraq hopes would come back, but they haven't fled Egypt to come back here to stay. They've just come to sit it out for a little bit.
And what have they had to say about what they saw in Cairo?
Really, they've seen this before. They were worried that it would deteriorate so quickly. Getting on that plane was their last chance to get out. But there was also a really interesting undercurrent of almost a kind of envy that this was a country where people actually took things into their own hands to topple a dictator. There was a satellite engineer I spoke to named Ade Dawood, who left in the height of the civil war. And he was actually coming back with 3-month-old twins. And he said, you know, we wish them every success. We wish that we could have done this, that they didn't need the U.S. to go in and topple a dictator.
Do leaders in Iraq worry about popular protests in their own country?
That is such a great question. I think in other countries they worry. I think in this country, you have a country that was under incredible repression for decades. And it was brutal enough that when people did try to protest, they were very strongly put down. And I think that has instilled a fear here. Now, we have seen public protests, but really, people aren't very good at protests in Iraq. They either knuckle under to authority or they go along with things, and they kind of get by. There isn't a real sense here that there could be those sort of protests. They've just had an election, for better or worse. This is a democracy of sorts. It needs fixing, most people would say, but it's not quite at the stage yet where anyone thinks you're going to see those kind of protests in the street.
Correspondent Jane Aruff in Baghdad speaking with us about the Iraqis who are returning home from Egypt. Thanks very much, Jane.
Thank you.